I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah! I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope. Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You're listening to Swope's Picks, Episode 17. Plops here, Volume 1. A little later, we'll be joined by the elusive Misty Plops. But right now, let's flash back to November 2013.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Hey, boys. It seems like only yesterday, producer Joe was leaving the broadcasting business for good. I guess things went south for him at that Raising Cane's pretty quickly. Who would have guessed the chicken strip on the run business would be so cutthroat? Speaking of that greasy chicken coop, I do find their restrooms to be more appealing than most of their menu. I like to hunker down there on Fridays. It's slow because the Catholics don't eat on Fridays. I get the bathroom all to myself for hours. I'll sit with a basket of chicken strips.
That's not right.
Dip them in the toilet to soften them up and then power...
That's enough. Right there. That's enough. What's the name, Joe? You got a name on that one, Joe?
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Madam, you have been suspended. A matter of 2 days' time.
Plops here. Plops here. Morning Supple Snowman. I saw that story about the doughy Hispanic guy that claims he was lost at sea for the last year. I've spent the last year lost in your hungry eyes, Doug. I feel in me naughty parts that it's time for the forbidden fruit to finally be tasted. I'm going to nibble you like a donut hole.
Got a name on that one, Tim? We'll go ahead and shut her down.
Misty Plops.
Oh, God, I hate him.
Misty. How do you know it's a him?
You have been suspended a period of 4 days.
Wow. That's dropping the hammer, Doug.
Plops here. Plops here.
Boy, there's just not much that can be read. Hot men in the Florida sun. Give me some more, you beachy boy pics. I've painted myself a mental picture. Doug on a picnic bench, boy short, pastel tank top, choker necklace, and flip-flops with 5-inch heels. He says to me, Plops, how's about some SPF on me shoulders? I jump at the chance. I grab some copper tone and grease him like a squeaky wheel. He thanks me for me services, then invites him. Then invites me to look at some pictures on his phone. It's a bunch of selfies he's taken over the years. I look up at him, and he stares into me infected pink eyes, and he just whispers, God bless these United States of America.
Now, if I would have been reading that, it would have been cut off 2 sentences in, but you decided his battle.
Well, he didn't really get nasty. He was just, he's misinformed. That was Misty Plops.
He had you up on a picnic table with 5-inch flip-flops.
Well, you know, who's to say that that hasn't happened a time or two?
This is a no-doubter slam dunk. It's Misty Plops.
Congratulations to Misty Plops. You have shipped the email of the day.
Plops here. Plops here.
Hey, Doug. Plops here. Just lying around in me socks, thinking about you while I get ready for a swimming lesson at the Y. I like to get in that warm pool, breathe in the chlorine fumes, and flutter me legs about while my male instructor holds me under me stomach to get me afloat. I wish you were my swim instructor, Doug. Do you offer any sort of private lessons? I think you'd be good because you're muscle-bound and built like one of those female divers from the land of the rising sun. Can I be your little China girl? Let me know. I want to be able to swim circles around those twinks at the pool like a sea bass. Misty Plops. Don't have his real name. And that's about all that are even somewhat readable.
Misty Plops.
Yeah, Misty Plops was back-to-back.
Back-to-back. And also 2 slam dunks in a row. No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's unanimous, at least down here in Florida. And if you can win Florida, you're going to win the election. And that's the way it went for Misty Plops.
Unless you got a hanging Chad, that's a problem.
You do have the wonderful Catherine Harris. Congratulations to Misty Plops. You have just shipped the email of the day.
Plops here. Plops here. Plops here. I felt like a Russian prostitute last night when Doug threw a handful of nickels in my face. Boy, that was rude. All I did was ask him to start bringing his own toilet paper to my house because he's wiping me out of house and home.
Okay, that's enough. Who was that?
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Plops
you,
here.
You, sir, have been suspended. For a period of 2 days' time.
You got to admit, when he goes plops here, it's kind of funny.
Plops here. Plops here. Morning, boy pigs. Plops here. I wanted to see what time y'all skanks would be arriving to Claude's post-Oscar brunch today. As always, it will be high class. JHE is the title sponsor once again. It's at Stratford Valley Park. We'll be drinking suds out of fancy flutes and eating fries with knives and forks.
That's how we do.
I'm wearing jean shorts and a Gravedigger shirt I bought last time at the Monster Truck Show in town. Doug, you should dress like Ellen. You always do. If you get too gassed up and handsy, maybe we can go halvesies on a room with one twin bed. We'll put on the used robes they provide, and I'll act out my favorite movie of the year. It's called 12 Years a Slut. See you at the Omelet Station. Misty Plops.
Plops here. Plops here.
Happy Tuesday, boy pigs. Plops here. If I'd have known you queens wanted to go to the mayor's ball so badly, y'all should have just asked old Plopsy. It was lame. Nothing but the Alive magazine groupies and C-list local news girls doing the Charlie's Angel pose and taking selfies. One of them farted on me coattails, so I lost the deposit and put on my pantsuit tuxedo.
No, no.
Yeah, I was stuck there with a plus size plus one named Gabrielle that wouldn't put out. I picked up the moron over at Diapies. Diapies is that hot new underground dance club for bi-curious men who wear diapers and reside in the South County area. It's like a who's who of diaper enthusiasts over there. All the heavy hitters. Fred Savage is a regular.
Fred Savage, don't drag him into this.
I'll get us a booth for 11 a.m. See you there. Love, Missy Plops.
Plops here. Plops here.
Happy Ash Wednesday, you dirty boy pigs. Plops here. I was thinking about rounding up a posse of men with feminine traits and traipsing on down to the Elks Lodge 920 for some fish and fries and sodies and cakes and fellowship. Maybe Doug would like to saddle up those dainty little size nines he puts on and put on some low-rise jeans, maybe a nice blouse, and meet up for some classic Lenten vittles. I have some new elastic waist khakis with no pockets I've been wanting to show off. Plus, I'm flat out hornier than the Dickens. Maybe we get gassed up and steal one of the cat's neighbor's cowboy statues. Anything goes, boo. It's Ash Wednesday. Hashtag Bayless Blessed. That comes from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Plops here. Plops here. Morning, boy pigs. Plops here. Rough night, no doubt. Me head's a-pounding. Me bum's making sounds like a broken trumpet. What started out as a carefree luncheon with some of the area's A-list diaper enthusiasts ended up with me being escorted out of Diapies mid-blackout. That's a club he goes to. See, I'm not supposed to drink according to my AA sponsor, yada, yada, yada. I vaguely remember slow dancing. Okay.
Name on that one, Tim.
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Sorry, fella. You've been suspended a period of 2 days.
Misty's time. A woman's name.
Yeah, but I think this is a guy. Just a hunch.
Plops here. Plops here. Plops here. Hey, is it true that you guys have a radio program? If so, where the heck is it? I've been up and down the dial for days without a clue. I've just been writing in on this email address because of all the random email addresses I've tried to solicit for gay relations from. Yours is the only one that's ever responded. It started when a man replied with, "You got a problem, twink," a few months back. Then you started randomly sending me gifts like movie passes and wrestling tickets. I just kind of thought I was in a mysterious yet sexy as all get out online relationship. Now I'm really turned on. Tell me about this radio show, boo-boo. Love, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Plops here. Plops here. Doug, there's so many talented listeners who participate.
There's not that many.
Hey guys, Plops here. Guys, I heard the cat asked Doug if his Spurs went best with his boy shorts. What an idiotic question. Everyone knows Spurs go amazingly with boy shorts, no matter the season. Mid-August, 98 degrees and humid, chasing the ice cream truck down Lime Ferry, Spurs and boy shorts. December 18th on Santa's lap at South County Mall, Spurs and boy shorts. Yeah. April 2nd at my Nervous Eaters Anonymous meeting. Spurs and boy shorts.
He's right. Yeah.
Sorry, the cat. You know Plops and all the Plopsomaniacs love you, but get your fashion questions in check before that diaper you wreck. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
There's a lot of talented.
There aren't any talented emailers.
Plops here. Plops here. Guys, Plops here. All that talk in the 7 o'clock hour about Hope Solo got me wondering. I did me a Google search on the Little Misses, and sweet Jesus, what did I come across? A picture of her posed all Doug-like in a hotel room, wearing nothing but a smile, boys. Nothing but a smile. I was wondering, did producer Joe take that picture? I can just see that beanpole wandering around a hotel wearing a women's soccer jersey, no pants whatsoever, and socks with Adidas sandals. What a twink. Please advise, Real Plops, Misty FC.
Real Plops, Misty FC.
You like that name?
I do. I like that name a lot. I'm going to go with Real Plops, Misty FC.
See, I had three X's by that one for being absolute garbage, along with Whistler. I'm going to go with Big Boss of North County.
Congratulations to Real Plops, Misty FC.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Plops for the win here. Gents, I never got into this for the prizes, okay? The delta on my behavior would best be explained as such. I do this for the ass. Plain and simple, since I started riding in, I've flat out raked, especially amongst the Jefferson County flow tripping community. First, there was Glenn, the professional school picnic worker from Bon Terre, who always wore aqua socks and smelled like rubber. Then Festus Jim, who wasn't allowed within 2 miles of any schools and made his own wine coolers. Then Chartreuse, Chartreuse, who taught me that finding a pube on a urinal was actually good luck.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Like finding a penny or seeing a shooting star. Is that true? I've never heard that.
No, I haven't either.
Win or lose today, this email is dedicated to Jim Hayes and his fine staff over at JAG. Thanks to their amazing services, I've gotten away with not paying taxes on any of my radio station winnings for the past three fiscals. They've cooked my books to a succulent medium rare, and I couldn't be happier. Mazel the cat, and RIP, Mickey Carroll, your friend in Christ, the Mark Twain of hanging brain, Misty Plops.
You know what?
Plops.
I don't think either one was great, but Plops was better. So Plops gets my vote.
I'll go for Plops FC.
Plops has won.
United.
Real. Plops has won the month of April. He will be receiving tickets, box seats to an upcoming Cardinal game. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. I can't believe Doug didn't tell you about the fiasco we had yesterday. Oh, my word. We were supposed to get in around 7 a.m., but like Doug said, it ended up being more like 2-ish. See, Doug and I boarded our plane in Mexico, and he immediately starts complaining about his sunburned back. I said, well, let's do something about it, sailor. He takes off his shirt and lays down in the aisle. I mount him like a civvian.
Okay, that's enough. Who was that, Tim?
Misty Plops. He introduced himself right out of the gate.
Yeah. Misty Plops, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. What does it sound like when an Asian gentleman slaps his privates against the receiver on his
rubber? Okay, that's enough.
Is that what was going on at the end of Mike Lee's phone call?
Misty Plops, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension.
Do we have to play audio forensics? Plop, well, that might be your responsibility after the show.
We'll get I don't think we need tomorrow. To play that at all.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Tap, 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 tap. Guys, Plops here. That identified tapping sound is what we heard at the tail end of Mike Lee's call yesterday. My audio specialists have confirmed what we all speculated. Mike basically mushroom slapped Doug via his rotary phone.
I don't think that's what happened.
He's really taken Doug out back behind the woodshed this fall. First with the allegations of cucking, and now this vulgar display of power. Mike's turned into Biff from Back to the Future, the really sleazy and powerful Biff from the alternate 1985. Next thing you know, Mike's going to be threatening Doug on the roof of a hotel, and Doug will have no choice but to jump off and hopefully land safely on a flying LeBaron. Great Scott, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. It's hard to believe, but over the course of the holiday weekend, I slept with three completely different gentlemen, each named Jasper. Glenn's pissed, as you can surely imagine. He was gone for a mere 72 hours to visit his great aunt, Uncle Peebo. Fun fact, Uncle Peebo did 4 years for Statch back in the mid-80s. How about you guys? Holiday shopping coming along all right? I'll be shooting out to Amish country to pick up the wicker sex swing after lunch if anybody wants to ride along. Meet me behind the ground round and bring some Seagram's wine coolers. Thanks, Misty Plops. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. It's going to be tough to top last New Year's Eve. Last year, Doug and I went to Club Imperial for a little cheek-to-cheek slow dancing and all-you-can-eat pig's feet. Song after song, we lovingly swayed to the sounds of Foghat and Kid Rock, while a peanut gallery of sex offenders quietly observed in a state of aroused confusion. Afterwards, we went out to the parking lot, threw down a blanket on the side of Jeffco Boulevard, spooned, and watched the stars.
We didn't.
Days later, I got a tattoo to commemorate that magical night. It's an arrow on me butt cheek pointing at my tunnel that says Doug was here.
No!
Hopefully this year's celebration tops that, because Daddy's ready to bottom. Comes from Misty Plops. Interesting.
Don't say Daddy's ready to bottom.
It's a good clip email, though. Misty Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Doug, I know you aren't up to date on TV shows, but maybe this one will ring a bell since you've had 25 years to become aware of it. The show Roseanne, remember? Would you classify our relationship as more of a Dan and Roseanne relationship where we're just these two hardworking Hoosiers trying to make it in a tough and cruel world? Or do you see us as a more of a Becky and Mark type of couple? You know, forbidden lovers who aren't afraid to break the rules and might have a baby out of wedlock if they aren't careful. Mm. Let me know, because my weekly e-blast to my family and old classmates this week features a story about our illicit relations. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Mm. Misty Plops.
How would you answer?
Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. I'm over this Ram stuff because there's a new sport in town that's sweeping the area. It's called Watch How Long It Takes Before Larry Nickel Gets Arrested for Inappropriate Messages Sent to Local Female News Reporters. It's a great game, and it's on basically every night of the week. DraftKings is getting in on this, too. You can select one local reporter each day. If Larry ends up publicly messaging that particular lady on that particular day with something bizarre and cringeworthy, such as his most recent offering of "Where is Laura Hediger's boyfriend?" you triple your money. $5 buy-in with a portion of the proceeds will benefit junior college broadcasting students over 37 years of age in the Metro East.
Nice.
Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Plops. I like Flocky the Smurf, but I'm going to go with Misty Plops.
I go with Misty Plops as well. Justin in Columbia with a lovely effort, but Misty Plops has just shipped the email today. And Misty Plops gets to go see Missouri take on Georgia in basketball. That is coming up here in a few days.
All right. He's got to drive up there. You're not flying him to Columbia, are you?
Have the jet copter take him.
Yeah.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops, still reeling from my big win yesterday. Not only was it a thrill to defeat the legendary Justin in Columbia, who for my money is a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I'm equally ecstatic about winning tickets to an amateur sporting event that takes place 123 miles from the St. Louis area on a weekday. What will be even more breathtaking is the waiting that's still to come. Waiting to see if they show up in my mailbox tomorrow, the day of the 6 p.m. weeknight game 123 miles away. God bless America. I'll be cutting this one closer than the time I won Mizzou football tickets from you guys on a Thursday, and they arrived in my mailbox that Saturday during the second half of the game. By the time I got there, all I could do was wander around the empty outside of the stadium and kick trash around like that scene in Rudy. Oh, yeah. But let us not forget about the time I won some prize from that later afternoon show. And he instead insisted on driving them to my house rather than spending 39 cents to mail them. And after no-showing literally three separate times, he finally drops an envelope in my mailbox, and it was two coupons for free sodas at Sonic that I could tell had been in a wallet for at least 6 months. Just like downtown, fellas. Yep. Just like downtown. Mm-hmm. Misty.
Plops. Misty. Plops.
And that's what we have for the email today. What you got?
Tough medicine, but I'm going Misty Plops.
Once again, it came down to Justin in Columbia and Misty Plops, and I'm going to say Misty Plops.
Misty Plops has just shipped the email today. Wow, this Misty Plops going head-to-head with Justin in Columbia. It's unbelievable to watch it happen. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Surprised am I? Not the least. On Monday, I won the email of the day, and it was a pair of tickets to a Mizzou basketball game on Wednesday night in Columbia. History of you guys and prizes is sketchy at best, so I knew we were playing with fire on this one. Like I stated in an email earlier this week, it's a bit odd to give out tickets to amateur sporting events taking place in a venue 125 miles
maybe
away
a little,
on a weekday, but that's beside the point. What was truly delightful, though, was that these tickets for the Mizzou-Georgia game on Wednesday, January 20th.
What?
Tickets for the Mizzou-Georgia game on Wednesday, January 20th arrived in my mailbox on the afternoon of Thursday, January 21st.
We could probably give 1,000 free tickets to the Mizzou games.
Bravo, gentlemen, bravo. I can only assume you guys also sell dead birds to blind kids. Thanks again for the tickets. Can't wait to use them as soon as Glenn and I finish our time machine. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I found that.
Plops. Misty Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. I'll be the first to admit that Justin in Columbia will be tough to beat. The guy has held the strap more times than Ric Flair, and he's sharper than a Wusthof knife from Bertarelli Cutlery. He's Sylvester Stallone, and I'm merely a Frank Stallone. He's Jose Canseco, and I'm Ozzy Canseco. He's Amber Rose, and I'm Black China. He's The Morning After, and I'm Nick and the Badger. He's Rob Dazier, and I'm Doug Vaughn.
Get it. We get it.
Anyway, happy to be sweating in the same schwitz as him today, fellas. By the way, if anyone is bored this weekend, I heard the boys down at the Wheelhouse are running a special. Wear your black and gold and they'll ruin your life. Thanks, Misty Plops.
That's pretty good.
Misty Plops. Plops.
Some good ones, but clear to me that the prize should go to Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
I'm going to go Misty Plops.
Yeah, I set aside Jamie Moyer's Fancy Four, Misty Plops, Matt, who bowls at Hank's. I'm going to go with Misty Plops as well. Congratulations, Misty Plops.
That never happens.
Hold on, what do we have? We have breaking news?
Misty has won the email of the month without Justin and Columbia's response, since he did not send an email in
this
morning.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I didn't realize we were voting for email of the month right there.
So he won the big prize.
Well, congratulations to Misty Plops. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Tim, if you haven't had a threesome after eating White Castle, you haven't lived. I'll do it 2 to 3 times a year, but I time it out to when Home Depot has that Benjamin Moore interior paint on sale for obvious reasons. Also, I saw Doug at the dog parade in Soulard yesterday. He was walking Bandit, who he dressed up like a sailor, and he was pulling a wagon. And the wagon was some 60-year-old gentleman wearing only a pair of navy blue men's bikini briefs.
So?
He was on his hands and knees in that little red wagon. He had one of those big plastic cones that people make dogs wear sometimes. It was kinky for damn sure.
They don't just make the dog wear them. They just had a medical condition. They don't want the dog to turn around and bite or scratch the thing.
Yeah, but why'd you have the guy in the mankini wearing it?
Oh.
Doug was just pulling him through the streets, waving at people and throwing Tootsie Rolls to the Soulard folk. It was nice because it reminded everyone what this whole damn thing is about. Lent. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Pretty good starter.
Plops. That wasn't that good.
2 check marks.
And that's what we have for the email of the day. Who's going to the Golf Expo?
I'm going Misty Plops.
I'm not.
Yeah, I said it.
I'm going to go with a fella by the name of Lefty Jacksmear.
I'm going Misty Plops as well.
Dagnabbit!
Congratulations, Misty Plops. Your title defense is off to a great start. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. In the shocking event that we ever want to recall something presented on today's show, rest assured today's show will be safely filed away in a drawer I have labeled Tra-la-la-boon-dee-a.
Tra-la-la-boon-dee-a.
Tra-la-la-boon-dee-a. Yeah,
that's a song.
7:52 a.m. The convo is straight up politics, kind of a who's who of the Iowa caucus. Terms like socialist, Jew, and swing votes are being batted around like nobody's business. Tim deep teases an appearance by Post-Dispatch political columnist Nick Pistor. And then naturally, as you clearly expect, Real American starts playing. No segue, just diving right into the WWE recap. Larry kicks it off by saying the Divas champion Charlotte squared off against Brie Bella last night. Doug says, hit the lever, Plowsy. And for 5 seconds, I thought, oh my God, they actually prepped for this segment, and Larry knows the clip. It only took them 2 years. If they keep this up, they might make Jason Barrett's 2016 list. Mm-hmm. Then Darren jumps in and says, yeah, that's not the clip we have. Straight up, tra-la-la-boondie, like the Dickens, man. Doug, that's from Misty Plops, recapping
sure
just 1 minute of the show.
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops been on a run, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One January, one the first day of February. This is exciting to kind of witness this. It's like Jordan in the early 90s, takes a couple years off. Mm-hmm. The Rockets win, but then he comes back. And then he wins 3 straight. And you kind of feel like that's what we're witnessing now. And that's what we have for the email of the day. What you got? Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little it.
I'm going to go with Not the Happy Days Potsy.
I'll go with our old friend, Misty Plops.
I'm going to go with Larry Nichols' belly button. So now we got to go to the Speaker of the House and kind of decide this thing.
Misty brought it strong. I have to go with Misty.
Misty
Plops,
Plops continues a Jordan-like run. It's unbelievable right now what we're witnessing. I don't think Justin and Columbia's ever done this.
No.
I don't think the Rat and Bloomsdale's ever done this.
No,
I don't think Dan Beal's ever done it.
Bobby with the perm might have done it.
Yeah, Uncle Carl's double-sided flesh.
West County turkey baster had a nice run.
They did. But what we're witnessing from Misty Plops is unprecedented.
Okay.
This is exciting. So that makes you kind of excited for tomorrow's show.
Not that exciting, really.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Plops is back after a day off yesterday. Guys, Plops here. Great show today, AM and the PM. Tim, earlier this morning you posed the question, what would my dad's cousin's son be? In my case, the answer to that question is a svelte 44-year-old homo named Damien, who's allergic to peanuts.
Oh, peanut allergy. Serious thing.
In your case, probably some sort of leprechaun-Hoosier hybrid that went to SLU and wears distressed-looking Notre Dame hats. Anyway, really looking forward to those Mardi Gras tent passes I won 8 days ago that your office tells me were mailed 6 days ago. I can only assume at this point that you guys have the tickets to Mike Lee on his mountain bike and told them to make sure they go to Misty Plops. Jesus H. Christ, men, you're batting 172 this year in prize delivery. You guys are going to be real sorry when Jason Barrett's list of the top 20 radio station prize fulfillment departments. It's the web next week. Just wait, you bastards. Just wait. Doug, that's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Attack on my family and attack on our marketing department.
Seemed like it.
Unfortunate.
No, I didn't care for it.
Plops here. Plops here. Guys, Plops here. I need a ruling on the field. I just wandered into the restroom here at the office, and there were 1.5 cookies on the floor about 5 feet from the toilet. My question is, what is more shameful, the fact that some jerk left a mess like that without cleaning it up, or the fact that I ate the cookies? I'm kidding, of course. It's a Friday in Lent. I didn't eat both of them. I ate one and crushed the other one up into a fine powder and snorted it with a big rolled up $2 bill my old Uncle Sato gave me in a birthday card.
Oh, sure.
Rest in peace, you mean old big bush staging bastard. We'll never forget you or that thick, terrifying hair around your privates. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Plops.
Plops here. Plops here. Guys, Plops here. Larry should be good to go for his upcoming, quote, date. Anytime I've wanted to impress a prospect, I'll do the same and take them to the place. Let's see. Nope. With girls with clown paint on their boobs selling shots. Also, I've been monitoring his social media behavior, and he's right on par for true love. Hell, just yesterday, he commented on a photo posted by one of the city's female news reporters. In an elegant way, like only Larry could do, he penned the eloquent yet romantic phrase, "Divorce your husband and show more cleavage."
Let's just get right down to it.
That's funny. He really did that? Who was it to?
Advice from Larry.
He really gets after the local news.
Yes, he really has a thing for
it. Really
sometimes
does.
He just says what everyone else is thinking.
Hell, if he keeps this game up, sweets ain't finna be the only thing this broad gives up for Lent, if you know what I'm saying, boo. And sorry I won't be there tonight. I already had tickets for this thing at the Funny Bone. Guys, Bubba the Love Sponge and Dan Marshall are doing an Ask Me Anything event, and they're raffling off pieces of the old RV. Seems like the better spend. Doug, yep. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Plops here. Plops here. Guys, Plops here. Listen for a few minutes in the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks for showing up, I guess. Poked my head back in around 8:45. I appreciated the 10-minute breakdown of Titanic, a film from 1997. I've been waiting for a morning show to pick that ball back up for a good 19 years, so thanks, I guess. Last time I heard that discussed on the St. Louis Airways, Steve and DC were the ones doing it on Q106.5, and it was pretty wacky. Anyway, Doug, have you ever just walked up to a male stranger inside of Lowe's and started nibbling on his earlobe while he looks at hammers?
Not really.
Gently whispering the words, bang, bang, nail, bang, bang, nail. Me too, Misty Plops. Misty Plops is having an unbelievable 2016.
Misty Plops.
And just found this information out.
Oh.
Misty Plops clinched email of the month for February, also won January, has 10 wins already this year. Who's having a better 2016? Donald Trump? Steph Curry?
Yeah. No one I can think of, really.
Kanye?
Yeezy? Yeah. Damn Yeezy and Ho, where the hell you been? Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. I'm not into father-son dances. Boy, there's a theme today. Usually they don't
talk about it.
I'm not into father-son dances. They're too restricting. I prefer father-son mixers where I can really peacock around and freak dance with multiple dads in one night, not just babysit my own for 4 hours. I'm going to one Friday night, the annual Good Friday father-son enchantment under the sea mixer over at St. Margaret Mary Alico.
Oh, South County. Far South County, yeah.
So you've been to this dance?
I've been to the school. I've been to the school. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm taking a date, and I have a simple etiquette question. Do I get him a corsage, or instead of wasting the flowers to dress up his dainty wrist, should I just sprinkle all those flower petals in the shape of a heart on the bed back at the Hampton Inn? We may be golden griffins, but this Good Friday by night's end, I've been to dish out the old DeBerg 1-2-3-4 combo on somebody's unsuspecting father. That's when you sleep with the dad, then sleep with his son, then steal their Ford Tempo, only to later abandon it in Wilmore Park. 1-2-3-4.
So bizarre.
See y'all
the
Friday.
World?
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Plops.
I mean, what a competition this is. Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Guess I'm supposed to bring heat today or something. Shouldn't be a problem considering all the hard-boiled eggs I ingested yesterday. Dear God, save us. Anyway, Easter's one of those holidays where people tend to really go overboard on the chocolate and kind of get off with a free pass. I'm one of those people, teehee. I woke up just craving chocolate, so I put on my big hoop earrings and placed me a little ad on Craigslist. It said, MP seeking BM this PM, which stood for Misty Plop seeking black men this afternoon. My pager was blown up all morning at church. Father Gary kept giving me evil eyes, but that was also because I think he thought my jean shorts were inappropriate for Easter Mass.
Probably were, yeah. Unless they're afraid at the end, and then it kind of has an Easter feel to it.
By 4 o'clock, I had hit the skins with six gentlemen. As I walked around the kitchen barefoot this morning, it sounds like Gregory Hines is tap dancing up in here because of all the toe rings I have on. He is risen indeed. Meow. Misty Plops.
Wow. Misty Plops. Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Nothing much to say today except thanks to Doug on behalf of everyone who attended the annual PHA Gala last night at the MAC. Doug's presentation was thorough, educational, and overall very well received. His old man river joke had us all in stitches. He put it all out there and the audience just simply ate it up. Seriously, though, it was really a treat for everyone in attendance, so thanks again, Doug, from all of us at Pubic Hair Aficionado. That's from Misty Plops. You spoke at the Pubic
Hair I didn't. Misty Plops. Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Oh, this is Misty Plops. Had a great January and February, but was edged out by Cucky the Dwarf in March. It's so exciting to watch Palmer and Nicholas play.
Guys, Plops here.
Go ahead, Plops.
I attended a benefit auction over the weekend. It was wonderful, but an item listed in the auction catalog sure took me by surprise. Page 7, right between the description of the trip to the winery and a trip to Ozarks, I found this item. Dream day with local sports anchor. You've seen him on your television. Now you'll see him yourself out of those sweatpants and out onto the Davenport. You are bidding on a one-of-a-kind day of rest, relaxation, and rundowns with third-string sports reporter and Crestwood resident Doug Vaughn. Learn how he comes up with the hockeyisms. Hop in the batting cage at Tower T with him. Then go for a ride in his LeBaron. Over the Best Buy, where upon arrival he will walk hand-in-hand with you inside the store while berating members of the Geek Squad. Want to see the neighborhood dog that once attacked him? He'll show you. Then it back to his place, where you get to watch him stand at the ironing board topless while he irons his pleated khakis. The day will conclude with a Tapwater social and topless Easter egg hunt. Starting bid, $40. That is from Misty Plops.
Wow.
Misty Plops.
You're doing charity work?
I will, from time to time.
Well, lots to choose from, Doug. It's exciting when our listeners ratchet up their game for the Cardinals home opener.
No, I didn't get that sense.
I'm going Matt Who Bowls and Hanks. That was my favorite.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of McCracken. Phil McCracken.
I thought Misty Plops brought it strongest, so I'll go to the Speaker of the House, the Pobble.
I'm going to throw some love at Misty Plops.
Yeah,
Lucas.
Control of Congress.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Is Natty Nate finished talking? Okay, then I'll proceed. This is flat out exciting. You've got the undisputed tag team champions back together again on air. Larry Nickel and Natty Nate. The ebony and ivory of this here presentation. Polar opposites with a shared love of the squared circle who somehow just go together perfectly. And that, you know, would make a beautiful child if they would ever decide to start engaging. Speaking of engaging, picture Larry in maternity clothing. Maybe a one-piece swimsuit. The kind with the skirt attached. Yeah, I like those.
I'm not a fan of them.
Larry would maybe wear some of those stirrup sweatpants with his Birkenstocks. Maybe he's on the edge of the bed using my breast pump while watching VHS tapes of Monday Night Nitro from 1998. Oh, that's when Big Papa Pump was your hookup. Remember that? Scott Steiner? Was it Scott Steiner?
I don't remember. Tim.
Yes.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Seemed like he might have been on performance-enhancing drugs.
I don't know about that, Tim.
It's the episode where Hogan turns heel and joins the NWO. Oh, yeah, New World Order. Watch this. New World Order.
Okay, that's enough.
He starts crying so hard that he pulls the pump off his nipples in order to suck up all the tears. I don't know, guys. These are just the kinds of things I think about while I'm waiting for my massage to begin. Didn't I tell you guys I won 30-minute Swedish massage from Father Mike at that charity?
No.
Magic hand, they call him. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty?
Is that true?
Plops. Plops. Some of these emails are hitting a little too close to reality today, Tim.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Went to Mumford & Sons concert on Saturday. Gotta say, a lot of whites. Wow, a lot of whites. Good amount of lesbos as well. And I'm not talking about the kind of lesbians you'd see on the brazers.com. I'm talking the kind you see on the side of the road in orange vests holding stop signs under the employ of MoDOT. Seriously, size 12 New Balance cross trainers, khaki cargo shorts down to the shin, a Bluetooth, an ear, and a pack of Winstons in the shirt pocket. Real pull-my-finger type of broads, but I'm not too choosy. I made a move on one of them outside the bathroom. She looked a little like Jane Fonda and a lot like Bushwhacker Luke. I don't know who that is. I wooed her with one of my classic pickup lines. I said, hey, you okay. I said, hey, you just poop? Question mark. If she says yes, you know it's game on. She said yes, so I dropped my follow-up on her. I'm a certified wipe inspector, and rumor has it you tend to be careless. As usual, it worked, and we ducked behind that portable Mexican food kiosk where she painted my chest with nacho cheese, then put me in a head scissor until I lost consciousness.
What in the world is going on?
Heck of a damn concert.
Running just by his read, though.
That is from Misty Plops.
Wow, Doug, some wonderful submissions today.
Misty Plops. Plops. Uh-huh. How long was that?
That was just long enough, Doug.
I'm going to go with Misty Plops because the read was great by Plowsy that really sold it.
I'm going to go with Flocky the Smurf.
I'm going with Misty Plops. I had Matt Ubles at Hank's Cucky and Misty Plops written down, but I'm going with Misty Plops. Congratulations. Misty Plops, you have won. The email of the day.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. Sorry I missed both games last night. The Biebs was live at Scott Trade Center. Doug and I sat in section 118 to commemorate the great seats I scored. I made him give me Eskimo kisses for 118 seconds. Is that true?
No, sir.
The family seated around us were basically speechless at the sight of two grown men rubbing their noses together for so long. This one mother seated behind us got really angry. She said, "Do you men have to do that right now?" Doug turned around and socked her right in the front butt, dropping the soccer mom like a bad habit. She had to be helped out by two of the ushers. In all the chaos, she left her purse behind, so Doug started going through it quickly. He pulled out a handful of tampons and started throwing them at people in the crowd. During the encore, Doug started a conga line. We were 400 people deep as we made our way across the stage. Doug goosed Justin as we passed him by, and Justin stared into his eyes and just said, "Yeah, girl." Then they began to butterfly kiss. The place erupted like when Tarasenko scored his first goal the other night. Great show overall. I give it an 8 out of 10. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Plops. Misty Plops.
Doug, that's what we have for the email today. What you got?
Choose from?
Well, yeah, there was a few. Except I'm going to go with the leadoff hitter there, Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer. I like the fact that the Blues play in the Even Keel Center.
Misty Plops is my winner. I go to the Speaker of the House, the Plowboy.
Man, Tim, you're on fire today. Yep. Misty Plops.
Dag nabbit, Lucas!
What's the standings now?
Question who he's going to vote for.
That will put Misty Plops in the lead for April.
Wow.
He now has a 5-4 advantage over Cucky.
Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. I was in tears last night after the Blues won. Something magical happened as the curse was lifted. I walked out onto my driveway. I could hear the crowd roaring from my television. I looked up and down the quiet streets and then to the heavens as I peeled off my Sansibel khakis to reveal my nude body to Mother Earth. A song just started playing out of thin air. That song, of course, was "Return to Innocence" by Enigma. Isn't that what the chanting?
Great song. Hi. Yeah, is that it?
Doug, is that it?
I don't know.
Return to Innocence.
It's a chant.
I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I laid down flat on my back in my sundial pose and just started peeing up into the air.
Oh, no.
Is that weird chant at the beginning of the song began to echo off my aluminum siding. I like when people brag.
love, devotion, feeling, emotion. Don't be afraid to be weak. Don't be proud to be strong. Just look into your heart, my friend. That will be the return to yourself, the return to innocence. Oh, I.
No, no, it's
Don't you have a problem with any of this?
Well, most of it, yeah.
That's from Misty Plops.
Sure it is.
Who would have thought that Cucky could have been countered?
Misty Plops.
It's a good email.
It's a great email, sir.
I'd have to give it to Misty Plops.
This is tough. I like the Dogtown Astrovan. I liked Flocky the Smurf with his stream of consciousness, but I think it's Plops as well.
Misty Plops has shipped it, and there were some great emails, and that's a nice win.
Plops here. Plops here.
Guys, Plops here. It's going to be tough to top your 30-year-old half-unconscious callers with bellies full of Molly quoting obscure Duran Duran songs. But here goes nothing. Heard you guys talking about Dallas. Yes, been there. The land of opportunity, they call it. They call Dallas the land of opportunity?
Well, business is booming down there right now, Tim.
Here's a little-known fact for your little-known radio show. President JFK was killed once when he was in Dallas by the Libyans. That scene in Back to the Future when the Libyans shoot Doc Brown was actually based on the JFK shooting. Some people know that, some people don't. John Felix Kennedy, R.I.P. Another thing most people don't know is that he was our nation's first Jewish president. Ah, yes. Felix the Dreidel, they called him.
Kennedy?
I don't remember his JFK,
Catholic.
But he was Felix the Dreidel?
No, he was Catholic. It was a big deal back then to have the first Catholic president. I don't think we've had one since either.
Maybe if Bernie wins.
No, Bernie's nothing, he claims.
I thought he's Jewish.
I know, but he's not practicing, he said.
Misty Plops.
What was that stuff at the end there?
I don't know, but you see it. How would you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Is that from yesterday? We were talking about the Enigma song?
Return to Innocence, sir.
Return to
Misty
Innocence, Doug.
Plops.
Plops here.
Plops here.
Oh. Is this the final email of the month?
This is, and Cucky and Misty Plops are tied at 6.
Oh, my God.
For email of the month.
Hey, you should have been playing that up through the show. What are you doing?
Nice.
Come on.
Seamaster's like, not my fault. Yes, it hosts a show. And I agree with the Seamaster.
Guys, Plops here. You know, the more I stalk people on the internet, the more I find out interesting things about them. Perfect example, did you know that Doug used to be part of an R&B music group? I didn't know that at all.
I had heard that, but I wasn't for sure.
They were hot in the Miami area in the 80s and had a huge radio hit with a song called Poison. We know them as Belle Biv DeVoe. Well, in 83, they were known as Belle Biv DeVon. The song Poison originally had a part where Doug did his solo rap about going to brunches and drinking all the water you want, free of charge. It was just like Macaulay Culkin's cute little rap cameo in Michael Jackson's Black or White, except hotter because you knew by the look in his eye that he was down for whatevs. Plus, he had that cute little lower back tat that he'd always flash. It said Boy Prize in calligraphy. He was the 18th pick in Jason Barrett's 1985 draft. Of white R&B bad boys.
We got to win.
Well, got to run. Long live Belle Biv DeVon. Misty Plops. Hashtag let's go blue.
I didn't know you
Misty
worked. You worked
Plops.
With Michael Bivens.
A lot of things you don't know about me, Jay.
That's going to win. And it's my fault. Get mad. Send the hate.
There we go.
Very odd practice. But that's Misty Plops. Yeah. I mean, Misty Plops is going to win.
I haven't voted. But I'm going to vote Misty Plops.
I'm plopped. Yeah.
Doug, where were you? Were you going to go Cucky?
I'll go Misty Plops.
Misty Plops is one.
He brought it.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, we're pleased now to be joined by the elusive Misty Plops. Plops, what's up?
Swopesy! What's up, Shuttersnook?
Oh, not a whole lot. Thank you for making time for Swope's Picks. So, going back through the archives and compiling audio for this sode, it struck me that there was a period of time that you emailed in and you were essentially another variation of Dotem or, you know, playing that same vile, you know, get yourself suspended line. And then around early, and you shipped, you know, you shipped some EOTDs, you might have shipped a month here or there, but you were just kind of one of many in an ensemble. And then in around January 2016, it became something else entirely, and you became like a phenomenon, and you just started reeling off every day. And it went from, you went from kind of this guy who sexually harassed Doug and occasionally had like a witty email to someone who was kind of writing these meta reactions to the show.
Well, first off, thank you for the kind words. You've broken it down very eloquently, better than I ever could have. As far as what happened, what took me from, you know, just another rando that's writing in emails to being victorious all the time, I don't know. I guess just getting better with time. I think I counted up through my sent email box for 2016. I think I sent like 150 emails to the show in 2016, somewhere around there. So, I mean, I guess like anything, you know, like going to the batting cages with Doug at Tower T, you know, you take enough swings, you're going to eventually start hitting the ball. But yeah, you know, I started out actually, and I'm sure most people listening would not know this. I was actually emailing in under a different name for the first part of my EOTD career. I was actually writing in as Thomas in Oakville. Thomas in Oakville wasn't very good. What happened was I became very interested in the show, and what actually drew me to the show, you know, I kind of stumbled across it on accident, like, you know, like these things happen, and it was actually Jimmy the Cat Hayes who really made me laugh the first, you know, time I was exposed to the show. So I was originally a cat lemming and, you know, started pulling it up online. I would listen to it at my desk at a previous job. And, you know, of course, you know, 9:45 every day, these crazy emails would start getting read. And I got to the point where I would really look forward to that segment. And then, you know, after a week or two of that, I guess I heard him say, you know, sometime prior to the reading of the emails, what the address was. And I was like, oh man, I want to start writing in. So yeah, that's when I started writing in. Thomas in Oakville was just a completely random name that I made up. That's not my name. I am in Oakville, however. I'm sitting in Oakville right now. I'm at the corner of Telegraph and Baumgartner in my car as I do this interview with you. But yeah, I just started kind of writing in some vileness, really with the intent of getting suspended. And Thomas didn't have many good emails. In fact, you know, a good chunk of the Plops emails are not that good. But, you know, like I said, when you write in 150 of them, you're bound to get a couple that stick out.
Yeah.
But the one claim to fame that I will credit Thomas in Oakville was the creation, I guess you'll call it, of Doug's white LeBaron convertible.
That came from Thomas in Oakville.
That came from Thomas in Oakville, probably 2013. And I can remember the email. It was something about, I was driving down Lindbergh and I saw Doug in a white LeBaron convertible. And Larry Nickel was riding shotgun with his shirt off and his nips blowing in the wind. Doug had a license plate that said XXX boy. And I think I won that day, or at least the guy's got a kick out of the white LeBaron thing.
And it stuck.
Yeah, it stuck. It stuck. So that was the first hit from, the big hit from Thomas in Oakville. But I was kind of jealous, you know, of all these other emailers. You know, some of them were very creative, but it was the names. You know, it was these memorable, funny names. And I'm like, well, Thomas in Oakville's not a funny name. That's just a name that's hiding my identity. So I wanted to change it up. So I figured, well, I'm gonna create a whole little character in my head. And so, you know, after about 20 minutes of kicking some thoughts around in my head, I came up with the name Misty Plops, which I just thought sounded like a vile hillbilly woman.
It's a great name.
But the intent was to create this character that was just this hideous, vile woman that would harass Doug or the other members of the show. And then the character, as you know, kind of evolved into, is it a man? Is it a woman? It's just this sexually frustrated mess of a human parades around the streets of Oakville and wreaks havoc. And that's, I don't know, that's where I'm at.
I remember from making the Ask Lawrence episode of Swope's Picks that there were some Thomas in Oakville, and I think at one point Thomas in Oakville and Misty Plops were emailing in the same segment, and Larry was, you know, maybe trying to be matchmaker between the two. So that was something that I remember listening to and recognizing that, yeah, I think that's Plops emailing in as both. And Larry was able to at least somewhat pick up on it, not necessarily pick up on that, but was able to like connect the dots somewhere. There's someone getting a kick out of this.
Yeah, that was me. Orchestrating some potential matchmaking situations, writing into Ask Lawrence like as a lonely woman who was into wrestling, and then writing in as a guy that was into wrestling that was looking for a woman with big feet.
Yeah. So that was terrific stuff. I just wanted to plug that in there. So I cannot imagine I'm not sure if it's necessarily the time, but just the brain power that goes into your emails over, again, we're not just talking about, oh, I'm going to step my game up this month. I mean, you do it month after month, and it's the quality. I mean, really, since you became kind of Misty Plops with capital M and capital P, it seems like you haven't looked back.
Well, it's a fun little, I'll call it an exercise. Basically, I have a very short commute to work, hashtag blessed, about 5 minutes or so. So my radio listening time in the morning is about 5 minutes. And it's usually somewhere between 7:50 and 8 a.m. when I get to hear the show. So the first thing I do, I sit down and I'm kind of having my coffee at the office, is think about, okay, what, based on what I just listened to, can I develop an email around? And like today, for instance, they were in the middle of an interview and they were real deep into Blues hockey discussion with whoever the guest was. There was nothing hilarious about it. You know, it's just straight up sports talk. So on an occasion like that, I'm coming up with a story out of a clear blue sky. Sometimes those work. Sometimes they just completely go off the rails and nobody thinks they're funny except maybe me. Other times, though, I may catch, you know, a little bit of the WWE recap or something Plowsy says, and I can directly tie it to that. I just look for that little thing in my 5-minute drive that I can pick out and either base the email around or, or even more challenging, just to go in blind and just create a situation, a ridiculous situation, out of a clear blue sky and, you know, paint the various characters into it. Usually it's Doug. It makes every situation funnier for whatever reason.
I'm trying to think what else I want to cover besides, you know, Uncle Sato and Uncle Sato's shrubs, which, I mean, we don't need to get into the shrubs.
I could say, you know, the whole thing about Uncle Sato's shrubs. One thing you'll notice about that gentleman, and I'm blanking on the actor's name, but you talk about a thick head of hair. So you can only imagine, you know, what he's got going on down below. It's got to be just jungle. I love it.
So one of your great lines of comedy was the making fun of the dysfunction of the email delivery, email of the day prize delivery.
Oh, God, yeah. I've probably won 10 days.
You know, he's running a small business. They've managed to stay profitable and stay viable as the industry has completely collapsed. And they figured out a way to maintain, you know, a revenue stream in a time when the traditional model has failed. So you got to give them all the credit in the world. You got to give all the credit in the world to Melissa Marr and their sales staff for getting the sponsors. And every year, either getting the same people to come on board or figuring out who's going to come in this year. You know, so I give them all the credit in the world for that. So I cut them slack. Any kind of BS that happens, you know, you just say, look, this is a miracle that this exists. I'm in the subculture, you're in the subculture, and we want to preserve it, and we're going to defend it. And if Dan Marshall wants to come, this is the 4-year anniversary, if Dan Marshall wants to come and he wants to destroy the radio, he wants to run them off, well, we'll just go to a Christian station and turn it into a sports station, and then they'll be paying Tim to come back to 590 in 3 years. You know, I mean, that's what it is.
It's the greatest story to ever play out in STL media history.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, this Swope is just, I mean, is there anybody better in the industry?
He has no job that he goes to or anything? This is it?
Doug, we've been over this. I'm a technology consultant who has spent the last 13 years solving problems and providing solutions for people who needed help.
I got my own set of problems.
When you're at a technology roadblock,
I don't have Wi-Fi because my cable is out.
Who do you call?
The repairman's coming today. If this phone rings at any time during the show, I am answering it.
And what if they can't help?
They are not coming, and I won't have Wi-Fi for another 3 days.
Then who do you call?
Could not be nicer, has tried everything she could possibly try to make this work, but runs into roadblocks when she makes the call to somewhere.
HQF is your lifeline.
Highest quality fidelity.
So much of this job boils down to trust.
You had to do it at the time. Well, why didn't at the time you told me I didn't have to do it?
Unless you are dealing with technology every day, you're going to have to take someone at their word.
Yeah, but I guess whoever told you that was wrong, and now you do have to do it.
I've spent over a decade establishing trust with my clients.
Well, I still haven't got this all resolved.
Producing results, solving problems, and that's what keeps them coming back.
I guess the overriding point is that he's a smart guy.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
I pride myself on being able to articulate complexities into simple, concise explanations that even a non-technical person can understand.
Oh, I think you need all that bass.
If you have a nagging technology issue that needs a fresh set of eyes, email swope at hqfstl.com.
Tom from Salt and Smoke. Brisket. Tom from Salt and Smoke.
I wish he'd bring some brisket in every now and then.
Brisket.
I can come bring it to you next.
Thanks to Tom for doing that. He's a great man.
Tom from Salt and Smoke. Like, he can come in and do our jobs better than we can do it, but if we went and cooked brisket, I'm not sure we'd be able to really do
no.
it.
Brisket, Doug. Yeah. Bring us to you.
And pulled pork as well.
Yeah. You know, there's a theory that all the smoke in the air kind of asphyxiates everybody, so you're only kind of
Michael Hutchins, Doug.
Jim the Cat Hayes having action with Doug Vaughn.
Doug.
It's basically just drinking and hanging out.
Doug, I mean, look at what is happening here.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a commune. Take what you need, leave what you have.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Doug, I like that. It could be all creepy. Everybody's drunk and God only knows what happens.
Oh, my goodness. Tony the Plowdow. What is he doing?
And that was the Eiffel Tower MMF.
I don't know. We don't really look at stuff. It's not actually a business.
Man, this Bringus. I like that Bringus. I'm telling you.
Now you have a friend in the brisket business.
Tom from Salt and Smoke. Brisket.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope.
The old master painter.
Brian's Paint with 12 years of experience can handle all of your painting needs.
My stepdad and I used to paint each other's chest.
It's nice if they match the carpet.
The old master painter.
Brian's Paint. Custom painting, murals, and faux finishing, plus deck refinishing and power washing.
There will be some black, gold, and white involved.
White?
Maybe some yellow and some anthracite.
Ah, are you serious?
The anthracite.
The old master painter.
Brian's paint.
We match our paint colors exactly.
Green.
What about baby blue?
Ooh, victory blue. Ooh.
It was pink.
Ooh.
The old master painter.
Brian's paint. Having an art degree.
Nice humble brag.
Brian is able to offer color assistance and bring you the highest quality work.
The old master painter.
Brian's paint. Professional, clean, and affordable. Brian offers free estimates and is fully licensed and insured.
The old master painter from the faraway hill. La 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 la.
It's Brian's Paint, online at brianspaint.com. Support the sponsors.
Once again, I'd like to thank Misty Plops for joining us.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
You've been listening to Swope's Picks. Enjoy the mashup.
Have some little boy time. Every night it's a different person.
I just to see what it was about. Never been to a gay bar, so me and a buddy went.
And here comes a skinny twink we can dump.
Why is Doug kneeling at the foot of the bed?
Helps you bottom.
Yeah. I get it, because white trash, right? Boy time.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Probably will. Have some little boy time.
Gay sex.
Plowsy.
Boy time.
Have some little boy time.
Bareback.
But it was not sex. It was something else.
I'm just joking. We're barebacking.
And when they finish, he said, "My God, that's Vanner all right."
Headline sports.
Two guys in the corner in the bushes.
No, Plowsy,
you gotta get that thing closer,
no.
And then boom, gay sex.
No.
So you were transitioning.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Are we talking transgendered?
They had some big tests.
T-R-A-N-S-E.
T-R-A-N-S-E-X-U-A-L, transsexual.
Some big tie all these knots, and I remember the guy was going to come over to our house.
Boy time.
Boy time.
Have some little boy time.
Have you participated in an MFF?
What was that?
With how about the more popular MMF?
Well, hello, Daddy. How you doing?
You've been part of those MMMs.
And it's usually with the younger males or an old male that will mount a younger male. Now,
I tell you, they love like the skinny twink that they can dom.
Two twinks sitting yonder.
Those were the two twinks.
The father gets close to it, there's incest.
Yeah.
The best part.
Wouldn't you know before it got too far? I mean, you'd recognize your own father, wouldn't you?
Let's not go there, Doug.
But that's one of the requirements.
What you gonna do, brother?
That'll work.